Welcome to episode 12 of the You Matter podcast with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and I am excited to offer you a little different podcast today. We are celebrating Thanksgiving with Noonday, and we are going to hear from Megan Chafee, a Noonday ambassador, and we will be celebrating our Thanksgiving for the whole team behind the scenes at Noonday's home office, the warehouse department. We are going to follow a package from the moment after you place an order through your studio until it's released into the wild and shipped out from Noonday. I can't wait for you to hear all about that process. As always, I want to remind you that the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. And I really love seeing the comments using the You Matter hashtag on the Facebook wall. You are really making sure that this podcast becomes not only a conversation, but also a resource in the community. So keep those comments coming. Melissa Hammond over on the Runway Facebook wall asked, I have a customer and she asked how much money gets sent back to the artisans. How do I answer this? Shauna Thyssen answered, the ninth episode of the You Matter podcast really helped me in answering this question. It explains how the artisans are not employed by Noonday and therefore we are their customers. We collaborate on design and they set their own prices. That's why it is so important for us to create a marketplace here and so we can continue ordering their pieces. I also explained the fair trade certification that ensures that the prices the artisan company sets provide fair wages to all the employees. Hope that helps. Melissa, I am so glad you asked, and Shauna, thank you for answering. I know I personally am learning so much from everyone who's sharing on the podcast, and I'm glad it's making it easier for you to share Noonday and share Noonday's work as well, especially over on the runway. There's so much to learn when you're first starting. Now, if this is your very first episode of the You Matter podcast, maybe you're listening in as you drive to visit family and friends for Thanksgiving, I want to be sure and remind you to go over to iTunes or use the podcast app on your phone and subscribe, and feel free to listen into the prior episodes. There's so much information you can get and hopefully some encouragement along the way. And because your time matters, I want to be sure you've seen the latest Shine post. The registration fee increases December 1st, so be sure and sign up today. Shelly has posted the schedule. She's posted all the information on the workshops. So be sure and check that out if you are on the fence and trying to decide. You can also listen in to episode 4 of You Matter to learn even more about Shine. All right, as I said at the beginning, this episode will really all be about Thanksgiving. Within the ambassador community, there have been a lot of different ambassadors posting about things they're grateful for and thankful for. And I really love seeing what you guys have posted and just the way that gratitude flows out of so many of us. You know, what I see is that gratitude can be the answer to so many of our fears and anxieties that we all share. So I hope you're soaking up this season to remember what you are grateful for. I'm personally grateful for Ambassador Megan Chafee. She is from Noblesville, Indiana, and she was willing to share a Thanksgiving message with us, the Noonday Ambassador community.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to say why I'm so thankful for Noonday Collection. I'm so thankful for Noonday because it creates so many opportunities in my life that I otherwise would not have had. I am so thankful for the community of Noonday, thankful for the community as a whole, and I'm also so thankful for the team that I'm on. We love to talk to each other on a daily basis, whether that's through text messages, emails, or Voxing. We love to talk about Noonday, but there's also lots of chatter about our daily lives as well. We can have the opportunity to share about things we might need prayer for, things that we want to celebrate together, and just do life together. I'm also so thankful for the opportunities to do trunk shows so that I can meet new women and create new relationships and friendships with people. I love that during this time, we have the opportunity to have friends and family come alongside of us in our adoption process. There have been so many people that have hosted trunk shows for our family specifically to help bring home our next kiddo. It creates such an opportunity for them to be part of it and for us to be part of their lives as well. I'm also so thankful for the community and the connection that we have with our partner artisans. I traveled to Guatemala this summer, and being able to be there with them face to face, seeing where they live and where they work, makes me so thankful for them. They work so hard and they are so proud of their work. And it makes me thankful that I get to be part of their story and share their story and share their pieces. So happy Thanksgiving, Ambassador Community. I hope you are all blessed and loved and reminded of how thankful we can be for all these opportunities.
Thank you so much, Megan. That's right. There are so many opportunities that we have through Noonday. And one of the best opportunities we have is the gift of being able to offer our friends and family, new people we meet in our community, a chance to shop in a way that changes the world. Now, one of the ways Noonday does that is by providing dignified jobs, both here at home and around the world. So today, I want to introduce you to some of those dignified jobs that are happening here at home. They are happening in Austin, Texas, in the warehouse department. These are just some phenomenal workers. They operate mainly behind the scenes, but without them, we as ambassadors wouldn't have the ability to do what we do best, which is host trunk shows and sell products. So in just a moment, Katie McCauley is going to sit down with Courtney, the warehouse administrator at Noonday. She's going to share with us what the process looks like from an order being placed online all the way through shipping.
So I'm down in the warehouse with Courtney. Courtney, I would love for you to introduce yourself and explain your role at Noonday.
Like you said, my name is Courtney, and I'm the warehouse administrator at Noonday. And basically what that means is that I oversee the order fulfillment process, and I'm a big liaison with customer service.
That is very true. I've seen you working with them a lot.
Yes.
So I know that I came down to the warehouse and interrupted you while you were working. Thank you. What are you working on right now?
Well, this is about the time where we start shipping out all of the packages every day. So Our UPS and sometimes USPS carriers come between like 3:30 and 4:30 to come pick up all our packages. Yeah.
So what's been your favorite part about your job?
Honestly, my team. Yeah. This is the first place that I've ever worked where I've actually liked everyone I worked with. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's always that one coworker that you're just but that's not the case here. But seriously, I mean, like, obviously the people I interact with the most are the warehouse team, and it's just, you know, it's things like, okay, so things are super stressful when we have like a crazy amount of orders, but you know, around Christmas time, like, we're doing spirit weeks, you know, we're making every day fun and we're making it just enjoyable so that even if we're like a little bit stressed out, it's like, no, we still enjoy like being around the people that we see every day.
Yeah. I think that's one of the most impressive things about y'all's team. I mean, everyone at Noonday is this way. You know, they're the hardest working people I've ever worked with. But I think when I come down to the warehouse, especially during the holidays, like that's completely exemplified by you guys. One of the other things that I love every time I come down here is in the picking area, which if you've been to home office and you've gotten a tour, that's the room that has all the shelves. Like you walk in and you want to just like put your hand in every bin and look at all the product. But they have Christmas lights up year round. Like they're playing fun music. Like they really have a good time. And then you go into the packing room and it's the same sort of thing. Like maybe not Christmas lights. I don't think there's any up. But they're always like, it feels like there's a different DJ every day that picks the music. And you guys really make the work environment a lot of fun.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah. So can you explain the fulfillment process from when you guys receive an order all the way to when it ships out to an ambassador and customers?
Yeah. So there's basically, I guess, five different steps that it takes throughout the process. So the very first thing that I do when I get to work every morning is I print out the orders. So there's kind of a few different categories, I guess. So, like, the very most important orders to us are the reships, mm-hmm. because those customers have been waiting the longest.
Uh-huh. So, is that, like, returns and exchanges?
Yes. So, yeah, anything if they received it, it was damaged, or they just didn't like the look of that particular piece and wanted mm-hmm. to try again. Those are the reships, so we want to get them out the door as quickly as possible. and then after that, I'll print out the samples, the tools orders, mm-hmm. and the startup collections. Mm-hmm. And so those are our second highest priority because they're all for our ambassadors, and we want them to get their products like, yep, as soon as possible.
Yeah.
and then after that, I'll start working on printing out customer orders. Uh-huh.
Cool.
So once everything is printed out, the second step is that we'll do what we call prepping, which is basically we are sorting all of the orders into a batch of 20 orders at a time, and then we'll look through all of the orders in that batch for, you know, things like specific product requests, like if they want brown oval-shaped cowhorn hooves.
If they, or a certain print on a bag.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Things like that, things like multiple quantities of an item. And just make sure that the order looks okay, there's nothing weird looking about it. And then once I'm done with prepping, it'll go to the third step, where all of the orders will go onto just a table in their batches. Our poolers will come and they will grab a batch at a time to go pull it. So what I mean by pulling is that they actually go into the warehouse where we have all of our product in specific bins, mm-hmm. and they will take their batch, they will scan all of the orders in that batch, and on their scanner it will populate with the products that are in all of those orders and kind of tell them where to go to find it.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like grocery shopping, but for Noonday samples.
Yes. So once the puller is done grabbing all of the products for the orders in their batch, they will wheel all of that product out into our packing room. And in the packing room, we have all of these different shelves, and they'll just put the batch on one shelf, and it goes into the fourth step of the process, which is where the packer will come, they'll grab a whole batch, they'll take it back to their table where they're sitting, and they'll pack each order one at a time. Mm-hmm. Once they're all packed, they'll put it up on the shipping conveyor belt, and we've got two main shipping stations right now. So we've got basically like one or two people at a time will just be sitting there and shipping out the products. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean,
that's how the magic happens.
I loved learning more about that process. Isn't that awesome? I hope you heard too, the order and the priority that the packages get shipped out in. Those that need a reship, they go out first. Secondly, our ambassador sample purchases and business tools. And then thirdly, our orders out to our customers. I think that's just an incredible way that Noonday is trying to support our needs within the business and our needs as ambassadors needing our business tools and our samples just as quickly as possible. Next up, Katie sits down with Allison and Gwen. These are two phenomenal women who make sure those packages get off the shelves and out to shipping. You are going to wish you were sitting right down next to them after you hear them share.
So I'm in the warehouse with Allison. Allison, introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been at Noonday and what you do.
Okay. Hey, I am Allison, and I have been at Noonday for about a year and a half. And I am on the fulfillment team, and I am a puller, or sometimes called a picker. And so I pull orders for customers, for ambassadors, and yeah.
Awesome. So I know I came down in the middle of your workday to interview you. What are you currently working on right now?
I am currently pulling customer orders right now.
We like to talk about and, you know, think on what dignified work means for artisan partners and ambassadors. And today we're talking about what dignified work means for home office employees. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to know what that means for you and what your job at Noonday means for you.
Sure. This is my first full-time job since I had children, and so this is very meaningful for me. One, socially, and because I'm an extrovert and I love being around people, and this is a great place to be for that, because people here are fantastic. The another reason why it's important is because of the income that I make. And currently I am in the process of buying a house with my husband.
Oh, congrats.
So, yeah. So we are, because of, you know, my extra income with Noonday, I'm able to, you know, contribute to the family in, you know, a small but meaningful way. So
yeah.
It's really cool. Really like it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the thing that you love most about your job?
The people, for sure.
Yeah.
The people at home office are really amazing. They're a lot of fun, but also very helpful and sacrificial. Mm-hmm. We really care about each other. It's a very unique environment and community here.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me here is the people at Noonday.
I really love it.
And of course the mission is amazing too. And the many facets that it is, you know, us at home office and then the artisans and the ambassadors, everyone is together and, you know, doing this for that. But yeah. The home office is really a fun place to be.
Well, I think you're a big part of that too. You know, for those of you who haven't met Allison, you know, I can walk in and pretty much every day, as long as like she's in my line of sight when I'm headed to the stairs, she always greets me with a hello. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not the only person to experience that. Mm-hmm. That's not a unique scenario. And you know, her hair color is a lot of fun all the time. You never know, like, when you see Allison, what color that's her right. hair is going to be, and I love it.
No, I need to change it up now, I think. It's time.
But you completely embody the spirit of friendliness at the home office, and
you're
such a great connector, especially between all our departments.
Well, I feel at home here, or else I wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
So it definitely makes a difference. Yeah, I totally can.
Yeah. And my last question for you is, if there's one thing that you would want an ambassador to know, what is that?
I think to know that we are all working together for the same purposes, mm-hmm. and that's to help people, help yeah. ourselves, help the artisans, and help our communities, you know that there's more to this world, you know, than not just jewelry, but helping others to, you know, have a decent life, you know, and help mothers and fathers out there to support their kids. And not only out there, but here too, you know, like I said, I'm able to help my children too. So, I think we're all at one team, even though we're scattered all over the United States. Mm-hmm. I think it's really amazing that, we have, you know, that Jessica thought of, you know, the ambassador opportunity. And I think that's really cool. That's awesome. It's very unique company. And I'm very thankful to be a part of it.
Hi, I am Gwen McNeil, and I do work in the warehouse. And my main responsibility is packing our beautiful packages and printing our labels so we can get all of our beautiful jewelry out to our customers.
So how long have you been at Noonday?
I've been at Noonday 2 years this past September. And
that's a long time.
It is a long time.
Especially in Noonday.
I know it's Noonday time. It's a very long time. I think I've been here the longest in the warehouse.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. But I love it. It's, I don't know. I always say it's not a job. It's it's just fun because I come in and interact with everyone, and I mean the atmosphere is so, I mean, encouraging and fun. So I don't know. I love it. I love it. It's, I mean, really a joy just to, you know, package up our items, knowing, you know, how they started and all the hands that they've been through, and to package them up and send them out to our customers, knowing, you know, that they are so excited about getting our products. And you see a lot of postings on Instagram and Facebook with all their bags and jewelry and them styling themselves. So that's really, really fun. But for me personally, like I said before, it's not a job because it's just, it's so much fun and just knowing what we're doing, and it's not a corporate thing, which is so great. It's just not a job. It's fun. It's like very relaxing to come in and know I'm going to sit around with, you know, all my coworkers and pack beautiful jewelry all day. That's not a problem.
So I know I came and interrupted you while you were working in the warehouse. Can you tell us what you were working on right now?
Oh, well, I was just printing labels. I was putting labels as the last step before our jewelry is released into the world or released into the wild, as we say sometimes. I was printing our labels, and it's they're going to pick up today, and then all of our customers all around the country are going to get beautiful jewelry within the next few days.
That's so exciting, probably for Christmas, too.
Yes.
So, as we wrap up, what is one thing, or more than one thing, if you can think of one, that you would love an ambassador to know?
Ooh, what I want the ambassadors to know is that we really, really, really try hard to get you guys orders right for your customers and make it look nice and presentable so they can get what they expected, you know, what they saw at the trunk show. And especially our orders that go in for our new ambassadors, our collections and so forth. We'd love for you guys to get those with all of your paperwork and all of your samples. So, and we, I mean, just for us knowing that when you open it up, it just looks like a box of candy because there's so much color and fun and within your box. So, and we try to write little notes on there for you guys to tell you happy selling or something like that because we really want you to do well because we want to keep shipping orders out.
I love
and
it.
So, congratulations to all of our new ambassadors and to all of our older ambassadors that have been with us for so long. You guys are doing great, and we love you, and we love shipping us your orders.
And a little bit of Noonday trivia. So some of our ambassadors who've been around for a while will know who Bree is. She worked on our – she was in the warehouse originally. She started there. Then she moved to our customer support team, and now she works on our product team. And who is Bree to you?
Bree is my child.
She's her daughter.
She is my daughter.
It's so fun to see you guys work together.
And that's fun too. Yeah, we have a really good relationship and I love working with her.
Okay, so maybe now we all want to switch and become warehouse staff because it sounds like they have so much fun together. Wow, thank you so much, Courtney, Allison, and Gwen. Thank you for sharing. It really is just very helpful to know what goes on behind the scenes between when we place our order through the ambassador studio and when it finally ships out to the customer. So I hope as you listened in, you feel more equipped as an ambassador to know what that process looks like. And I know after hearing just all the steps in the process that we are all just so much more grateful for the work that the warehouse team does to support us in our role as an ambassador. You know, each one of our roles is very important, and I am thankful to be able to look back and see that every job in the Noonday world, from artists and business partners to home office support staff to our role as ambassador, each one is a dignified job opportunity. In each one, we really do depend on each other. Without one or the other, we couldn't do the work that we do. And so each one of us gets to just benefit from the other's skill. So thank you, Courtney, Allison, Gwen, and the many others in the warehouse for the joy, the skill, and the absolute passion you bring to your work. You enable us to do the same. So happy Thanksgiving, Ambassador community. Enjoy this time of reflection and celebration to really show gratitude to those around you. Then, after you've shared that gratitude with those around you, maybe you want to take a moment and share your takeaways from today's episode over on the Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. Let's keep the conversation going until next time. As you interact, we'll drive content and hopefully share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk again soon.